Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to do a little bit of a post-mortem on Dreamforce 2014, which was quite a whirlwind of a show, with about 140,000 attendees last week in San Francisco. But we've got a lot of lingering questions that we weren't able to address on site or even in some of our stories after the fact. So today I have the pleasure of introducing Geneva Stevens, who's a CRM expert and also a CRM user at a U.S. telecom. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the questions that I have on my mind, and hopefully, Jenny, that you have on your mind or have been playing around with some of the people you've talked to. So welcome, Jenny.
Yes, thank you for having me, Lauren.
Thanks for being here. So my first question is, what were some of the themes that struck you at Dreamforce this year?
Well, I would say it was definitely, I like the new term that Salesforce has really taken on, the customer success platform. It sounds so much better than the CRM label that so many other companies are using now, because it really, really explains what their passion is, and it's about making sure that there's really a successful interaction with the customer throughout the process. And then, of course, there's the mobile aspect to everything that's being done right now, from Salesforce Lightning and Salesforce One to the Wave, which is the new analytics cloud, and just kind of using everything on the mobile platforms. That's where everybody's really getting their information now.
Right, that whole mobile-first readiness that was such a theme at the show.
Right.
Okay, so we talked a little bit at the show, before the show, during the show, and now we're going to talk a little bit about Wave, the new Salesforce Analytics Cloud, which has a mobile-friendly application on Salesforce One that allows even kind of non-analysts to crunch data easily and in the moment and on mobile devices. So what might be some of the we started talking about this during the show. What might be some of the critical tipping points that would broaden adoption for the application?
Well, I have to say, so I just yesterday downloaded the app from the iTunes store, and it is getting that into someone's hands, I think, is going to probably sell it right in and of itself. It's amazing what it can do. The drill down features, the ability to quickly get the information you need right away. It's something that, you know, we always had our dashboards, but they're very static. And so really the selling points here, the critical tipping point was that a mobility for mobile first look. And I think I've seen the prices now, and they're not very bad. I think that it's all digestible for a lot of the large companies. It will be harder for smaller companies to allocate that cost, but I've heard, you know, that you can use it for other platforms. You can bring more data in than just Salesforce. So I think that will be important for the smaller companies. Can they use legacy data and bring that information in to really get a full picture?
And that's something that was touched on during the show in terms of bringing in other kinds of third-party data, your ERP, your social, various other things. But there might be some stopping points maybe in terms of legacy data.
Right.
Okay. So now here's another question. What should we watch for over the next, say, 8 months to a year as the analytics cloud rolls out? What are you kind of looking for?
I would say just see how truly user-friendly it is on the back end. There's, you know, IT is already, you know, a little unsteady with the cloud. And so I would say that's a major pushback, is that you're talking about lots of information. Now you're bringing in third-party information from other applications into this mobile world. So there's really want to look at, you know, how people are addressing that, what they're doing to bring IT in, make them comfortable, but also letting, you know, the admin side be able to work this and not needing the IT's time to manage it and still keep the security. So So I'm really interested to see how they address that.
Right. And that's a careful balance that you just described. Okay, so now let's talk about some roulettes that we didn't get a chance to talk about on site, but were pretty significant. So Salesforce rolled out a whole host of different things. The Sales Cloud, the Service Cloud, the Analytics Cloud. Now let's talk about the Marketing Cloud. What do you think are some of the kind of benefits or even maybe liabilities of the Marketing Cloud? Does it introduce greater personalization and automation?
I think the Marketing Cloud is a great feature. Their acquisition of ExactTarget and Pardot has definitely helped Salesforce in expanding to this area. And I think really I actually had the opportunity to see what the Journey Builders does. And I think that's a very important aspect. You're talking about marketing people. They don't want to be dragging through all of this, you know, technical jargon to get to what they need. And I think even with the other marketing features out there and marketing automation features, I've been personally brought in because the marketing person just doesn't know what to do. So I think that the Journey Builder really makes it visual for them to go through. So I think that's a great feature for Marketing Cloud. In terms of liabilities, I haven't really worked with a lot of marketers on it. Most of the time, the concern is that it's still so email-focused, and there's so many add-ons needed for it to do everything they say. So, you know, there's always those caveats. You know, there's multi-level tiers on what you get, and there's not as much pick and choose. It's an all or nothing towards the top. So, you know, if you don't use email as much, but you really like certain aspects, you have to buy it all. So that's the one thing that they've kind of complained about.
And just for our listeners, in terms of Journey Builder, that kind of allows the marketer to kind of go through the various steps of the life cycle in terms of connecting with customers or prospects. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a multi-facing nurturing campaign, basically. So it's basically leading that customer through to an actual lead or opportunity without much touch. So it's kind of a smart way to bring them around, whether it be from social media, from email, and kind of looping them all together and based on their responses, moving them through a certain flow and without needing sales to constantly evaluate whether this is an important lead or not.
Gotcha. So now let's talk about Salesforce Lightning. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I'm very excited about Lightning. I actually just got it in our instance to kind of play around with the components features. So it's JavaScript and Apex on one side, and then they've also created this app builder. And so the component side is you can really create, the sky's the limit in terms of building applications that will work within this Salesforce platform. Very smart. As we saw at Dreamforce, there was, you know, some people like Coca-Cola are using this to really expand their their mobile-first campaign. So very exciting on that front. The app builder is great for admins. We're talking about point-and-click abilities to bring information into your mobile application for Salesforce really simply, really easily. It's in pilot right now. But I'll be interested to see, you know, when I think they're going to push it out, hopefully towards the end of this year, early next year, and I think everybody will really latch onto it.
So, and what's really kind of cool about Lightning is that this allows you to kind of create apps or build on functionality without having to be a developer, right?
Right. There's some coding that you can use, but you don't have to. That's the point is, yeah, you can definitely, they have some great books that you can, and of course, online resources, where you can really be someone that's not totally, you know, not a computer science major, and you can definitely build some excellent apps.
And so finally, when I caught up with you at the show, you had a jam-packed schedule. What else that we haven't touched on did you take away from the show, technology-based or otherwise, that really struck you?
Well, I would say there were some great sessions for just admins who want that developer. So we talk about, you know, you don't need a developer to do apps, which is great. But, you know, there are some features that you're going, as a regular admin, you would want to use. And they've really made it with the object-oriented programming and with their classes. It was great to see some of those simplifications so that people can start doing, you know, simple triggers. Another thing was just meeting all the people. It really was great to see how many people in the success community were there, really getting on Twitter and friending a lot of people and seeing what they do on a regular basis and now starting to follow them and see what they do, how they solve problems, trading even custom packages from each other in our dev groups. It's a great community out there, and Dreamforce really showed that.
Well, Jenny, as always, thank you so much for spending some time with us and giving us your thoughts on some of the new things that we saw this year at the show. So much appreciated.
No, thank you, Lauren.
And for more on Salesforce and on CRM, check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.